run away and leave his kids in the cold.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acre
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members. And get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crises strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Stephanie Fleischman in Columbiaville, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Field recordings, found sound, soundscapes, ambience.
Bells, bugs,
whispers, and plinks.
Hosted by
Stephen Bradley
and Edward Rahelski.
Every fifth Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Bells, bugs, whispers, and plinks. On WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to begin the 80s proper, with what's often considered one of the worst years for American mainstream pop music. I knew that going in, and in my research, the year in Billboard Top 40 one-hit wonders seemed no better, but it turned around about halfway through in regards to the lesser-remembered hits. Which is good because unlike 1980, which at least had five all-time classics I could find interesting covers, remixes, samplings, live versions of, the only one of those in 1981 is Grover Washington Jr.'s Just the Two of Us. That allows me to also note that, going forward into my two favorite and personally well-remembered musical decades, we'll be hearing more of those covers, remixes, etc., though not at the expense of the forgotten gems, which this week includes one-hitters from T.G. Shepherd, Roseanne Cash, and two classic TV themes. Now, though, on to the geek speak. X-Men 97 has debuted to the best reviews for a Marvel project since Endgame, but not without some major and still unspecified behind-the-scenes drama. Shortly before the premiere, Hollywood Reporter broke that and then Variety confirmed that showrunner Brian DeMayo has been expelled from Xavier's Academy, his work on the first two seasons already done. Beyond the standard, he did an excellent job, comment from the remaining team. The only other notable occurrence was the deletion of his Instagram. Moving on to the next step in the Merry Mutants' eventual takeover of the MCU, as they practically did the comics from the 80s through the 90s, James Marsden was promoting Michael Keaton's Knox Got Away on the Playlist Discourse podcast when he mentioned that Sonic 3 was being filmed near Deadpool 3's own sets, then caught himself and noted it's a bit of a, quote, Pandora's box, and shifted back to the Blue Blur's next outing. Might have just been him realizing this would get speculation on if he's another Fox ex-vet rumored to cameo, even though he's not, or realizing he'd just come close to pulling a Tom Holland. Definitely not returning, at least in their own spotlight, is pretty much all but confirmed for the Eternals. Daniel RPK claims a sequel is one of the victims of the behind-the-scenes overhaul, following on from co-star Kumail Nanjiani's recently stated pessimism regarding the subject. Finally confirmed to be coming to the MCU at some point is Nova. Marvel Development Executive Brad Winterbaum confirming the Teen Intergalactic Cops debut is in early development to comicbook.com while promoting X-Men 97. James Gunn's DCU will also be bringing the ex-sidekicks and teen heroes to the big screen. CHR breaking that development has begun on a Teen Titans movie to be scripted by playwright and Supergirl screenwriter Anna Nogueira. Along with confirmation, there will be a seventh look into the Black Mirror next year, the THR piece confirming Netflix's renewal of the phenomenal anthology. Also revealed there will be a direct sequel to the Star Trek homage and classic episode USS Callister. One of the holy texts of cyberpunk is finally coming to life. Apple announcing they've greenlit a 10-episode order for an adaptation of William Gibson's Neuromancer, Dark Winds creator Graham Rowlands serving as showrunner. A return to Fantasia has long been stuck in the swamp of sadness that is development hell, but that may be ending as Variety announced Michael Ende Productions and Seesaw Films have begun development for a multi-film series readapting the never-ending story. Also promising to retain more of the nuance and darker themes of Ende's original novel. Be seeing you? Variety is reporting for his follow-up to Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan is circling back to a cinematic remake of classic WTF British series The Prisoner, having previously been attached after The Dark Knight. Some other sources claiming he's already scripting his take on Number 6's time in the village. Time to feed me again, Seymour! Really bad impression, apologies. Deadline broke that cult favorite Gremlins and Howling director Joe Dante is returning to film directing, reunited with mentor Roger Corman and Gremlins 2 screenwriter Charles S. Haas for a new version of Little Shop of Horrors. Today's first set of one-hitters starts with Sausalito Summer Night by Diesel.
You left for Frisco in your
peaking at number 22 on September 26, 1981's Billboard Top 40. That was Balance with Breaking Away. Before that, we heard Diesel's Sausalito Summer Nights, which made it to number 25 on November 21st. The next set begins with T.G. Shepherd's I Loved Them Everyone.
Kept them all. I loved them, everyone.
We first heard I Love Them Every One by T.G. Shepherd, reminiscing its way to number 37 on the Billboard Top 40 for May 16, 1981. Then Nicole by Point Blank, which cracked the top 40 at number 39 on September 5th. Taking us through the bottom of the hour, here's the daughter of the Man in Black's one trip into the mainstream top 40, 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash.
Trying to get
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues. The previous set began with country legend Roseanne Cash's one Billboard Top 40 hit, 7 Year Ache, which made its number 22 on July 18, 1981. That was followed by Rex Smith and Rachel Sweet's cover of Everlasting Love, which peaked at number 32 on August 22nd. Today's penultimate set begins with foundational and thus off-sampled song of to the at this time starting to bubble hip-hop movement, Frankie Smith's Double Dutch Bus.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Thank you. Say is in the 90s, everybody blowing up, right? Auntie Mama took the rag off her head, she got a perm now.
Oh,
I'm convinced, everybody.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times. No matter how many times the ball bounces, there's still no bones in ice cream.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times. No matter how many times the ball bounces, there's still no bones in ice cream.
Now Nipsey Russell, do the hustle. Your cock diesel, flex your muscles. Sometimes you might just wanna take a bite out of a sexy young sight, like a thief in the night. If the party's dead, Gregor, bring highlight. Come on, dance and get down just a little. Sway, baby, cake, bass to the middle. Sleep talking and sleep walking. Fellas jealous, but girl, he's hawking. Be what you wanna be, cause if it's alright with you, it's alright with me. The capital G-R-E-G and I-C-E. My right hand man, Smooth B. We're fully equipped, we do bat whips. I clean out my ears with our Q-tip.
No matter how many times.
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 No matter how many times the ball bounces, there's still no bones in ice cream. Yo, I rock a rhyme to the best of my ability and stay real strong and hang on with agility. Also, may I add that my rhymes flow rapidly. I'm not the Sundance Kid or Butch Cassidy. Now I'ma start things out with divinity, the quality of God which leads to infinity. Cause as we know, our rhymes are impeccable, fresh and flexible, highly respectable. And through the years we've struggled through forfeits, and after the tour quits, I come back with more hits. Smooth B, my rhyme style, leap. And you can't see through for Smooth B, PG. Yeah, I spot a sucker for miles, call me the watcher. And if the vibe ain't right, I go gotcha. You become like a hangnail or a loose hair on my flat top fade, you catch a sharp blade. Cut off, you stand drifted and lonely, but that's the price you pay when you're phone.
Now, Slick Nick is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
My man Mike Swift is in the house.
In the house.
My man Cool Chris is in the house.
Uh-huh.
My man Charada is in the house.
Oh,
and
De
La Soul is in the house. To my man Junie June in the house. To my man Big Mike is in the house.
Uh-huh.
To the Jungle Brothers is in the house. To the DJ
Ray
Doc.
Bull.
He's in the house. He's in the house. Everybody's in the house. To my man Tim is in the house. To my man Horace Fly is in the house. To my man Lazy Lane in the house.
To my man Teddy Ted
is in the house. To my man Special K in the house. Cold
Rock
in the house. Cold turning the marvel out.
That block began with the hip-hop / funkification of Jump Rope Rhymes in Double Dutch Bus. The Frankie Smith classic making it to number 30 on the August 15th, 1981 Billboard Top 40 rankings. That was followed by Two Boys' take on Just the Two of Us, the Grover Washington Jr. easy listening standard making it to number 2 on May 2nd. And we concluded with the Two of Us sampling No Bones in Ice Cream by 90s hip-hop legends Nice and Smooth. Today's final full set takes us to TV land, starting with a top 10 cracking theme from the groundbreaking 80s police procedural Hill Street Blues.
So Luke and Laura had to hit the road. They had to find the left-handed boy. Watch their step, they had to be coy. The gold involved was worth so much, others wanted it like Sally and Hutch. But there's one thing I must confess, Sally was a man who wore a dress. Luke kept his cool, he ain't no fool, he set them both up cold. Well, Sally died, Hutch survived, and no one got the gold.
Paging Dr. Noah Drake to ICU to treat a case of heartbreak.
Leslie can't, and that's passion.
Alan was the father, of course, and he won't give Monica a divorce. Rick wants to get Leslie back. Heather's having an insane attack. I'll get Diana Taylor. She's not crazy, no, never. She just wants to get Dr. Jeff Weber. Jeff wants Annie for his wife. Then he might have to wait all of his life. Cause good girls don't. Lab. Susan's having Alan's baby. Noah wants Bobby for his lady. Well, Luke, you got another job. The Quartermains are the brand new mob. Laura's the receptionist. What's missing now is the ice princess.
Yes, Luke Spencer, please.
Diamond's not gold or in it this time. Scorpio to House of Cassadine. On and on and on it goes.
Today's final set ended with a novelty cashing in on the beginning of the peak of soap fever, the Afternoon Delight's General Hospital, which recapped its way to number 33 on August 3rd, 1981's Billboard Top 40. Prior to that was Larry Carlton's theme from Hill Street Blues, making it to number 10 on November 14th. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, stay safe as we go out with a cover of the other memorable TV theme to reach the heights of the pop charts, Angela's cover of Believe It or Not, theme from The Greatest American Hero, the Joey Scarberry superhero sitcom theme Flying High to number 2 on August 15th, 1981.
happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so
too good to be true.